You're listening to SBS News.
Australia's dramatic weather patterns see the country range from burning bushfires to sweeping floods. Research suggests the weather is becoming more extreme, and experts believe this could play a prominent role when voters head to the polls early next year. Professor Matthew England of the University of New South Wales Climate Change Research Centre says most people are finding out about climate change from these drastic weather events.
Australians, unfortunately, are learning the hard way that climate change is real and happening. And so I think this is going to be a different election. I think Australians are expecting some action on this. They want action on climate change. They've seen some of the worst impacts with drought, bushfires, severe flooding events, and they're upon us now. And so I think we're into uncharted territory in terms of these climate extremes. And I think the electorate is really changing its tact compared to the last election.
Professor England is working on a global survey that investigates attitudes towards climate change. While the research is ongoing, results so far show from the 20,000 surveyed people, most don't learn about global warming until they see it in their backyard. In response to the prominent argument that acting on climate change could cost thousands of people their jobs, Professor England says switching to renewables will in fact boost the working economy.
The big thing that we have in our advantage in Australia, and again, it's really important for people in Australia to understand this, is this huge potential to be an exporter of energy in a solar and battery storage and wind technology future. Solar in particular, they're going to be farms built regionally. We can't build big solar farms in the city. So regional New South Wales, regional Australia won't miss out on those jobs.
Climate policy was a stumbling block for Labor in the past election, opening them up to attacks from the coalition. Federal Labor announced its climate policy to next year's federal election on Friday. On Saturday, Federal Labor leader Anthony Albanese promoted the policy, promising benefits to families.
Our Powering Australia plan will create over 600,000 jobs. It will reduce energy prices in the national energy market for households by $275.
A key element of the plan is to cap carbon dioxide emissions for larger companies and require them to reduce their emissions by 5 million tonnes each year. It also forces them to pay $1.6 billion in green offsets should they exceed their allocation. This allocation will gradually be reduced over time. The Coalition says this is Labor's way of sneaking in a carbon tax. Federal Employment Minister Stuart Robert spoke to Channel 10.
By taking the safeguard provisions and ratcheting those provisions down, making it more difficult for those large organisations, it makes it more expensive, i.e. it's a tax by any other name.
National Senator Perrin Davey was also quick to point out the cost to businesses.
We know the business community wants us to reduce emissions. We're focused on reducing emissions. We're absolutely going to get there by 2050. But the difference is we're not going to increase costs on doing business. We're going to work with business to identify the best pathway forward for their groups.
Ms. Davey also brought nuclear energy into the conversation.
I have not heard the Labor Party mention nuclear. And the fact is every other Western nation that has a net zero target is also relying on nuclear. So when are we going to be adult enough to have that debate?
The Minerals Council is calling for consultation on Labor's plan, saying it is vital that any policy changes do not force emission reduction faster than technology and commercial reality can deliver. The Coalition's target is a 26 to 28% cut in emissions by 2030. But owing to many Australians' investment in solar, the current rate shows the country is heading for a 35% drop. Labor's commitment to a 43% reduction puts the country in line with South Korea, Canada, and Japan. But it falls short of targets set by New Zealand, the United States, and the United Kingdom. The Greens say this plan does not go far enough, calling on a 75% cut to emissions. Darren Kindley Sides, CEO of the Australian Marine Conservation Society, says the World Heritage Organisation are dangerously concerned about Australia's handling of the Great Barrier Reef.
Scientists say we need to cut emissions by 75% by 2030 if we are to keep warming within 1.5 to 2 degrees. Those are critical thresholds for the Great Barrier Reef. We know that corals bleach at high temperatures. We must limit warming if we are to protect the Great Barrier Reef and reefs around the world.
Brooke Young, SBS News.